Welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into cell biology, one of the most fundamental and frequently examined topics in your entire biology course. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll be confident explaining the differences between cell types, describing transport processes, and tackling those tricky magnification calculations. Let's get started. Core concepts. Part 1. Cell structure. Let's begin with the basics. All living things are made of cells, but not all cells are the same. The first big distinction you need to know is between eukaryotic cells and prokaryotic cells. Eukaryotic cells are the more complex type. They include both animal cells and plant cells. The key feature of a eukaryotic cell is that it has a true nucleus. That's a nucleus enclosed by a membrane. Inside that nucleus is the genetic material, the DNA, which controls everything the cell does. Prokaryotic cells are much simpler and much smaller. Bacteria are prokaryotic. The critical point here, and this is a very common exam mistake, is that prokaryotic cells do not have a true nucleus. Instead, their DNA floats freely in the cytoplasm as a circular DNA loop. They also often have smaller rings of DNA called plasmids. Remember, no nucleus in bacteria. This comes up constantly in exams. Now let's look at the subcellular structures, the organelles, and their functions. You need to know these cold. The nucleus contains DNA and controls the cell's activities. Think of it as the cell's control center or head office. Mitochondria, and this is where candidates lose marks all the time, mitochondria are where aerobic respiration takes place. Respiration releases energy for the cell. Mitochondria are not where photosynthesis happens. That's a different organelle entirely. Ribosomes are tiny structures where proteins are made. Every cell has ribosomes, both eukaryotic and prokaryotic. They're small but mighty. The cell membrane controls what enters and leaves the cell. It's selectively permeable, meaning it lets some substances through but not others. Now, plant cells have some extra structures that animal cells don't. Plant cells have a cell wall made of cellulose. This gives the cell a rigid shape and extra support. Plant cells also have chloroplasts, which contain chlorophyll, and are where photosynthesis takes place. And plant cells have a large permanent vacuole filled with cell sap, which helps maintain the cell's shape. So to summarize, the key differences. Animal cells have a nucleus, mitochondria, ribosomes, cell membrane, and cytoplasm. Plant cells have all of those, plus a cell wall, chloroplasts, and a large vacuole. Bacterial cells have a cell wall, cell membrane, ribosomes, a circular DNA loop, and plasmids, but no nucleus and no mitochondria or chloroplasts. Core concepts, part 2, microscopy and magnification. Examiners love magnification calculations. The formula you must memorize is magnification equals image size divided by actual size, or written as a formula, M equals I divided by A. A great way to remember this is the triangle. Put I at the top, M and A at the bottom. Cover the one you want to find, and the triangle shows you the calculation. Here's a worked example. Suppose a cell appears 30 millimeters long in a microscope image, and the actual cell is 0.03 millimeters long. What is the magnification? Magnification equals 30 divided by 0.03, which equals 1,000. So the magnification is times 1,000, written as times 1,000. Watch out for units. Examiners will often give you measurements in different units, micrometers, millimeters, or even nanometers. Make sure you convert everything to the same unit before calculating. 1 millimeter equals 1,000 micrometers. 1 micrometer equals 1,000 nanometers. Always show you're working in calculations. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks. Core concepts, part 3 cell, division and mitosis. Cells divide to allow organisms to grow and to replace damaged or worn out cells. The type of cell division you need to know for this topic is mitosis. Before mitosis begins, the cell goes through a stage called the cell cycle. During this stage, the DNA is replicated, copied, so that each new cell will get a full set of genetic information. This is a step that candidates frequently forget to mention. Mitosis then produces two daughter cells that are genetically identical to the parent cell and to each other. They have the same number of chromosomes as the parent cell. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells, cells that haven't yet specialized. They can divide and develop into different cell types. In embryos, stem cells can become any type of cell in the body. These are called embryonic stem cells. In adults, stem cells are more limited and are found in places like bone marrow, where they produce blood cells. Plants have stem cells in regions called meristems, found at the tips of roots and shoots. Therapeutic cloning is a process where an embryo is created with the same genetic information as a patient, and stem cells are harvested from it. These cells could potentially be used to treat diseases without the risk of rejection because they match the patient's DNA. Core concepts, part 4. Transport processes. The final big area is how substances move in and out of cells. There are three processes: diffusion, osmosis, and active transport. Diffusion is the movement of particles from an area of high concentration to an area of low concentration down the concentration gradient. It requires no energy. Examples include oxygen diffusing into cells for respiration and carbon dioxide diffusing out. Osmosis is a special type of diffusion. It is the movement of water molecules only from a dilute solution where there is a high concentration of water to a concentrated solution where there is a lower concentration of water through a partially permeable membrane. No energy is required. Here's a common mistake. Students say water moves from concentrated to dilute. That's backwards. Water moves from dilute to concentrated. Think of it this way. The concentrated solution is thirsty. It draws water in. Active transport is completely different. It moves substances against the concentration gradient from low concentration to high concentration. This requires energy from respiration. A real-world example is the absorption of mineral ions from the soil into plant root hair cells, where the concentration of minerals inside the root is already higher than in the soil. Surface area to volume ratio is also important here. Single-celled organisms have a large surface area relative to their volume, so diffusion alone is efficient enough for all their needs. Larger multicellular organisms have a much smaller surface area to volume ratio, which is why they need specialized transport systems like the circulatory system. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the most important tips. Number one, when a question says explain, you must say why or how. Use the word because to link your cause and effect. For example, don't just say active transport requires energy. Say active transport requires energy because substances are being moved against the concentration gradient, which is not a spontaneous process. Number two, never say bacteria have a nucleus. They don't write circular DNA loop or naked DNA in the cytoplasm. Number three, don't confuse mitochondria and chloroplasts. Mitochondria are for respiration. Chloroplasts are for photosynthesis. A good memory trick, mitochondria, think M for movement and energy. Chloroplasts, think C for color and green. Number four, in magnification calculations, always include units and always show you're working. You can earn marks for the correct method even if you make an arithmetic error. Number five, for osmosis, always specify that it is water molecules moving through a partially permeable membrane from a region of high water concentration to low water concentration. Quick fire recall quiz. Okay, let's test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Get ready. Question one, what is the function of the mitochondria? Answer, the site of aerobic respiration where energy is released. Question two, name two structures found in plant cells but not in animal cells. Answer, cell wall, chloroplasts, and large permanent vacuole, any two of those. Question three, what is the formula for magnification? Answer, magnification equals image size divided by actual size. Question four, what is osmosis? Answer, the movement of water molecules from a dilute solution to a concentrated solution through a partially permeable membrane. Question five, what type of DNA do prokaryotic cells have? Answer, a circular DNA loop, not enclosed in a nucleus. Summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up. Cell biology is a topic that rewards precision. Know your organelles and their functions. Know the differences between eukaryotic and prokaryotic cells. Be confident with magnification calculations. Show you're working. Check your units. Understand mitosis produces two genetically identical cells. And remember, DNA replication happens first. Know your three transport processes. Diffusion and osmosis are passive. Active transport needs. energy, and goes against the gradient. These concepts also link to other topics. Respiration links to mitochondria, photosynthesis links to chloroplasts, and transport processes come up again in topics on the digestive system and plant biology. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and you've got this. Good luck in your exams. I'll see you in the next episode.